Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Connor. How may I help you?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. Anyway, good morning. My name is Jeff from Chime Bank Dispute Department. I'm calling in regarding network quality purpose regarding about one of our cardholders. Her name is Lacey King. So King contacted us about the transaction made in her account, which he stated that it's not authorized. We would like to check to provide final chargeback. Can you help me?
Allow me the moment to pull up the account, please. What's the customer's zip code?
30634.
And the customer's first and last name?
Lacey King. L for L-A-C-E-Y. And then King.
All right. One moment, please. And what information would you need?
Oh, yeah. We would like to check if the transaction here is a valid charge or not.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, these are the two transactions made in our account. It was made on the 9th of November and 15th as well. The first one amounting to $7.95, and then the second one is $68.89. So I want to know what did our cardholder purchase and if it's a valid charge as well.
Okay. Okay, so according to our system here, $7.95 is a valid charge. You said $8. The second charge you said was $8?
I'm sorry?
You said the second charge was $8?
The second charge is $68.89.
$68.89, that is also a valid charge as well.
I'm sorry, sir?
Yes, that is also a valid charge as well.
Yeah, I know what did our cardholder purchase.
Pardon?
What did Lacey purchase? Is this a kind of website or did she purchase a product?
Absolutely. So according to our system here, on November 9th, 2022, Lacey elected to receive a one moment. Thank you for your patience. Are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Thank you so much here. According to our system here, on November 9th, 2022, there was a charge for a Wi-Fi mini Bluetooth speaker. for $7.95. Now, due to the fact that there was a only shipping was paid for the Wi-Fi Bluetooth speaker, the customer was automatically enrolled in a membership if they did not call back to cancel due to the fact they had received the Bluetooth speaker at a welcome rate.
Okay, I just want to confirm if I got it right. The cardholder purchased a Wi-Fi mini Bluetooth speaker, but since the cardholder it will automatically enroll for a monthly membership. Is that
That would be
the
correct. Yes. So essentially, if the customer had received the Bluetooth speaker at a welcome rate, then of course they would automatically go forth with agreeing to the terms and conditions of the membership.
I see. Thank you. I have one last question. Do you have the other information of the cardholder aside from the name? Do you have the phone number?
Do I have the phone number of the customer?
Yeah. We would like to check in our system in order for us to deny the claim.
If you verify that information, I'm certain I do. I have a phone number for the customer, yes.
We're not allowed to for the security purposes, but at the case, you'll be the one who will provide it to us.
Okay, so from what I can see here, that would be 706. Yes, 706 567 0603.
Okay, thank you so much. I think you answered all of my questions. Thank you so much for helping me out.
Absolutely.
Nine.
Would you like to leave it open?
I'm sorry.
One more sec here. I'm making notations on my end.
Yeah, sure.
Would the customer like to keep the account still open?
I'm sorry for that. We're not allowed to do that as well. We will just let our customer know if she still wants open.
Okay, thank you. All right.
You're welcome. Bye.